Yeah, what you need to know is being brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are. Here she is at UNEEQ underscore Laura.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Yes, don't forget the underscore because then I don't know who you'll get. Anyways, we're all pumped up for the Super Bowl, and a local establishment here in LA is no different. I love Pink's Hot Dogs. I have not been for a minute because, you know, your girl trying to lose some weight. But they turned their establishment purple and gold, blue and gold for the Rams. There's also a special hot dog you guys can go buy called the Champion Size Hot Dog for $6.50. And it's specifically... What's up?
Go on. Sorry.
No, go. What's up?
Word here. Moving right along.
I did not want to... Dang, Clinton, I'm like, I'm just trying to roll through this, okay?
This is a big dog for $6.50, am I right?
It's a championship dog for $6.50.
Uh-huh. No. It's championship size. Say it the way you said it the first time. Be real.
Really? Gargantuan, huh?
Championship size dog, okay? Hot dog. Clinton, stop.
I'm sorry. That was so unnecessary.
Is there anything special about this championship caliber dog?
Okay. The blue and gold all beef 9-inch hot dog is topped with mustard, onions, Pink's famous chili, nacho cheese, and 3 strips of bacon.
I got to tell you something right now.
Bacon on a hot dog is not for me.
Yeah,
that's too much for me.
What? I am not into bacon on a dog.
That's a mixed media situation. I don't need that. I like a bacon on a cheeseburger.
Okay.
I like Laura, bacon doesn't belong on a hot dog.
I love me some bacon on the hot dogs. But hold on. I haven't even given you the best thing yet of this. Right.
I didn't want you to take my Latino card away from me.
You don't even got one. Let's get it.
You don't have a Latino card, amigo. Get my soul.
You're wrong.
Wait. Before you deviate.
Yeah.
The $6.50, okay, that you pay for this champion size hot dog, 100% of the proceeds are donated to the Los Angeles Rams Foundation.
Oh, hey, how about that?
Yeah. So if you guys go and buy this champion size hot dog for $6.50 at Pink's Hot Dogs, the entire money is donated to the Los Angeles Rams Foundation.
Well, after I eat that 9-inch dog, yo necesito hacer 20 flexiones. See?
Sure.
He thinks he has his card because he can say, I need to do 20 push-ups.
As if speaking Spanish is... Anyway,
I almost took Sedano's card yesterday for confusing Selena for Shakira.
I don't intermingle in those matters diplomatically. You know, we respect
probably
sovereign, sort of cultures in a major way. That's a big part of my operation. Yeah. But I want to ask you this. Thank you, Laura, by the way, for what you need to know. Scott, do you have something to say?
I do have one thing to say, which is in celebration of Lakers tickets Thursday, we're giving away 2 tickets to see the Lakers play the Bucks Tuesday, February 8th, 5:15, show trivia. First person who answers the third question, you win. So make sure you're here at 5:15 for your chance to win these Laker tickets right now. Okay. Yes, Clinton Yates. Excuse me.
Okay. So I saw something posted today by our site, ESPN Los Angeles. If you don't follow them on Twitter or Instagram, what are you doing? Get on it. And they posted a picture of something that we have discussed quite a bit on this network ever since, of course, the passing of the late, great Kobe Bryant, which is the trophy of the All-Star Game. Now, the MVP trophy of the All-Star Game is named after Kobe Bryant. It was a thing that the NBA declared after he passed, and everybody thought of it as a good idea in a fun, inclusive way to remember the guy who played the most games. Okay, it was an All-Star Game. I think the trophy looks a little weird.
Really?
I thought it was going to be an image of Kobe, and it's not. Yeah, I know that Vanessa likes it. I'm not trying to – this is not a knock on anybody. This is simply a creative discussion. But I would have really liked to see a Kobe trophy that is actually Kobe. And I'm sure that there's a reason why this didn't happen. I mean, I know Key is involved, and I'm sure Vanessa doesn't necessarily want to deal with the different likenesses of her husband, considering what she's been dealing with. But, like, I was a little disappointed, I'm not going to lie. I would have thought it was cool and a great way to remember 824 with an actual likeness of him on the trophy that people could raise. I don't know how you feel about that, Scott.
So I had read about this earlier, and I looked at the trophy, and when I looked at it, I went, okay, that's a nice-looking trophy, and it's named after Kobe. That's nice. I mean, if I won that, I'd put it on my trophy shelf and be, hey, That's me. I'm the MVP of the All-Star game, just like Kobe Bryant was. But when I started to read about, like, the 24, you know, pieces over here and the 8 pieces over here and the, you know, the all the different symbolic numbers that are supposed to mean something in Kobe Bryant's world, then I was like, okay, well, somebody put a lot of thought into the number 8, the number 24, the number 20. I mean,
yeah, but Scott, that's championship ring stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? That's typically reserved for, like, okay, this squad did this, this squad did that. The All-Star game is not that. You know what I mean? It's, I don't know. I'm not mad at it. I just thought it was very strange. And I think the way that I'm going to push this forward creatively, and I'll ask you guys, this includes you, Lindsay, as well, which image of Kobe would have you have liked to seen if it were to be a trophy? You know what I'm saying? Like, if you play that forward, what would you think it would be? I think it would probably be a fadeaway. You know what I mean? Or something or like sort of a jump shot, but I could be wrong. Lindsay, what do you think?
I don't know. I kind of like, I'm thinking about the fact that like the Larry O'Brien trophy is not in his likeness and neither is the World Series. I don't know. I feel
how about
like
the Lombardi trophy.
How about the most famous trophy in American sports? It's definitely in his likeness and everybody poses after it. Yes,
you're right.
This is possible to do good things with, is what I'm saying.
You're right. I think that if they were going to do it in his likeness, they should do like a silhouette. Because that's probably the best way to do it. That's the easiest, you know, because then you can replicate it on
actually,
other things.
But you know what, though, Clinton? You know, you talked earlier today about being flexible and open-minded and persuadable. You just maybe, using the Heisman.
Yeah.
That just put a light bulb in my head.
Right.
You know, like the Lombardi Trophy's not Vince Lombardi. The Larry O'Brien's not Larry O'Brien. But they have their name.
Those aren't individual awards. Right.
But the Heisman, everybody can, right now, everybody listening can do the Heisman pose. I am personally right now holding a fake football in my left hand, and I am stiff-arming somebody with my right hand. And my leg is up Desmond Howard style. This is a Heisman pose.
Yeah. I'm saying. Like,
you're asking if it would be Kobe, if there was a Kobe.
There might be a fadeaway, but there, you know what it also might be? It also might be him like just playing defense. Like, you know, like in his ready position. Like this is a sort of a thought exercise that I think about a lot. Like if you had to memorialize Kobe, not with a statue, which is different. There will certainly be a statue at some point down the line, but with the trophy, what would it be? It's an interesting question. I'm not sure that I even know the answer myself.
I know. I see for me in my mind, I see just Kobe walking down the court, just walking. With like his jaw like clenched like that was the Mamba look, and you know that's the look I think of.
Okay, yeah. That's a good one. I mean, I think it also might be, you know, another one. Yeah, the pulling of the jersey. You know, I think they might not even necessarily be basketball poses. I mean, Kobe has so many iconic visual moments. That's why I think it's an interesting thought exercise. And I thought it was a little weird to go to like sort of a birthday layer cake kind of look when the human being that we all knew and watched enjoy play very long, you know, was something that we all enjoyed. So that was just something for me that I thought was fascinating from a creative standpoint.
Yeah, because when I first looked at it, I was like, hey, that's a nice looking trophy. Then I started to hear all the numbers.
Then you read a lecture about it. Right.
Yeah, I read about it.
I don't think it's that nice of a trophy. I feel like it's kind of like right up there on par with all the other basic trophies.
Well,
I feel like
that's what it is. It's just a trophy. It's a nice trophy, and it's got all these numbers that are supposed to be symbolic.
Nobody's going to remember
you're
that.
You're right,
in 2 years.
Though. Yeah. You're right, Clinton. You're right. I agree with you, especially since it's an individual award. Right.
Yeah. Thanks. I like the exercise that you're putting us through now.
I do my best.
Thanks.
My best.
Nice job. Hey, listen, I want to say this. We're giving away Laker tickets coming up in the next segment. You have to answer 3 questions from today's show. Hopefully you've been listening since the time we got on the air at 4 o'clock. If you haven't been, your chances of winning, well, they're greatly diminished. I will say that right now. Okay, listen, I want to say one other thing, Clinton, the question that we asked before the break, which was, can the Rams elevate to Lakers Dodgers level?
Mm-hmm.
You don't think so, right?
No. If you think about it in terms of what we just talked about, there's nobody that the Rams would put on a statue outside of the stadium. Not
okay,
a soul.
Laura, can the Rams ever get to Laker Dodger level?
It's going to take a long, long time. But now, no.
Okay. Lindsay, a thought, an opinion on this?
I think the fact that Kevin Demoff thinks that can happen, I think he's very wrong. And I personally don't see it ever happening. I think it's just not, there's no comparison. Because not only are those the teams of LA, those teams are cemented in history of their respective sports. Like,
never mind the city, exactly.
Right, right. Like nationally, internationally even. Like there's people in other countries, you know, that follow MLB and NBA and they're like, oh, we're Lakers fans, we're Dodgers fans. So I feel like there's no way that the Rams are ever going to get to that level.
Okay, so I'm back to being on my own here, okay? Listen, I think this. If you win the Super Bowl in your home stadium, that is the greatest, most expensive, and extravagant stadium literally on the planet, you have just accomplished phase one, which is bring a championship to a city that accepts nothing other than championships. Otherwise, you're a second-class citizen. You're the Clippers, you're the Chargers.
Yeah, but they're not the Chargers because they're in the NFL. And if they're better than the Chargers, they're already not the Chargers. And if you win, then you're not the Clippers. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right, so,
it's a bigger hill to climb.
So start with a win in the Super Bowl.
Sure.
And that's phase one. As Kevin Demoff says, this isn't going to happen because we win the Super Bowl. And it's not going to happen because of next year. It's going to be decades and decades. But if you win the Super Bowl now,
you have a chance.
You know how many 10-year-old kids who are growing up and the Rams came to town 5-6 years ago and they're kind of watching the Rams, and then all of a sudden the Rams win the Super Bowl in their hometown? It will turn into generations and generations of Rams fans. So maybe I'm on my own here.
I don't disagree, man. It's just that that takes time because those people are not going to stop rooting for the other teams while they still root for the Rams. That's the point.
It will,
you know what I'm
absolutely
saying? Is that
take
the time element is different. And I do think that the Rams can get to a level where everybody who likes football in LA of a certain age likes the Rams, but they're still not going to be the Lakers, never mind the Dodgers. It's just not possible.
All right. Well, I just think that the NFL machine, which has been absent for 22 years, you know, Clinton, you said earlier, you know, is it an NFL town? Maybe not quite yet, even though there's tons of NFL fans from lots of different teams, but the Rams having the Super Bowl at home and winning it gives them a chance, in my opinion, to eventually be there with the Lakers and the Dodgers. All right, you ready to give away some Laker tickets?
Yeehaw.
All right, let's do it.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Clinton Yates is in for Sedano. It's Sedano and Cap on 710 ESPN. Clinton going to be in for the full 3 hours tomorrow.
Yeehaw,
and then we'll head
I'll
off into the weekend.
Yeah, I'll be there. It'll be fun.
In celebration, today is Laker Ticket Thursday. We're giving away two tickets to see the Lakers play the Milwaukee Bucks. It's this Tuesday, February 8th. I know the phone lines are full, but you might as well try 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-3776. I say that, Clinton, because you got to answer three questions about today's show. And if the first guy gets question one and two but misses question three, well,
he's
next
out.
Man up.
Right. Got it. Okay.
Here's you Chris in Los Angeles.
Complete the mission, as we like to say.
Right. Chris in L.A. You got Sedano and Cap. Clinton Yates is in today. Are you ready to play the game?
No, but let's go for it anyway. I was on for the success or not of the Rams. I didn't even get to hear most of the station, but let's take a chance at it. Let's go.
I like this level of statutiveness, okay? Yeah. Let's go. What do you got?
All right. Here goes. Question one. What is Clinton Yates doing this weekend?
He's going surfing with Mason from other shows.
That sounds like a good plan.
I hadn't allowed for the fact that people would just make things up if they didn't know the answer. That was really funny.
All right, let's go. Let's go to Jonathan in Downey. Hey, Jonathan, what's happening, man?
Yo, what's up, Scott? Yo. Everyone. How's it going?
It goes well.
Really
how are you?
I'm a little nervous. My bad.
It's okay.
Hey,
it's just
Clinton talked about his weekend coming up. He's really excited about a particular event in L.A. What is Clinton doing this weekend?
He's going to the NASCAR, to the Busch right there in the Coliseum.
Yeah.
Let's go. He got the race down, too. Busch Series, not even. Okay,
yes,
good job.
Sir.
All right, here's question number two, Jonathan. A caller called earlier today. And there was something strange kind of going on in the background, a lot of noise. His name was Mike. He was given a whole lot of talk about the Rams, you know? What was going on in the background of this call?
It was dog barking. He said it was his neighbor's, but I think it was his.
Yeah, this guy's on point. Yeah. This guy I like this level of detail.
Roland, question number three for Jonathan. Get it right, and you're on your way to see the Lakers and the Bucks. Here we go. On July 28th, where were Clinton Yates and myself, where were we that day broadcasting July 28th?
At the Rams training camp.
Yes! Jonathan and Downey, my man!
Nailed it.
Downey never disappoints, man.
That is what we call a loyal listener.
That is a great listener. Okay, wait. Just before you go, Jonathan, hold on 1 second. You ready?
Go ahead.
I'm going to ask you one other question. This is a bonus question. Okay?
Wait, hold on. What is the bonus prize? You going to give him $100 out of your pocket?
No.
No.
Okay, go on.
What I'm going to do, though, is I'm going to see if Lindsay's right or I'm right.
All right.
Okay, here was a question that I wanted to ask Lindsay, said was way too hard. You ready?
Oh, I know this.
Okay, here goes. Clinton is going to the Lakers-Clippers game tonight, right?
Uh-huh.
He was very specific. He mentioned the kind of shoes he's going to be wearing.
I'm going to go with Laura. I'm going to go with Vans.
My man, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. He said, I'm going to go with Laura. Does that mean she told him?
No.
I thought he said Van. It doesn't matter. He got it right.
What did you mean by that, Jonathan? Uh-huh. Is there something unscrupulous going on here?
What are we doing here? Give the guy the prize. He's been listening his face off.
From 3:55 to the end of the show, you guys are the best.
Thank
Scott, you. George, I mean, even Clinton, Laura, Lindsay, you guys are dope. You guys are dope.
Thank you.
I was like, I did not give him nothing. I was like, do not compromise me.
Jonathan?
You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it. My man, you stay on dope, hope, bro. Yeah.
Can we concur,
you know what?
Though?
I have one question for Laura, as a matter of fact. Now, are you guys cool?
Uh-oh,
yeah, we're cool. We're very cool.
Okay, all right. Call me crazy. I'm from L.A. I'm a Falcons fan because of Michael Vick. And I know, the Rams are from L.A. and all this and that. That's cool. As a matter of fact, I want them to win. But how about this? With all these Jalen Ramsey, with Von Miller, OBJ, and all these players, most likely they're not going to be here 3-4 years from now. But on the other side, you have a Chargers with a fresh, young quarterback, an up-and-coming team. That team, I'll bet my chances that team has a much better future than the Rams. You're going to tell me, you're going to turn into a Rams fan, and 3 years from now, you're not going to be supporting the Chargers? Like, oh, yeah, let's go.
No.
Jonathan, now wait a second. No. See, now
you know why?
Good graces.
Wait, hold on.
Out of control in the soap.
Okay, first of all, we got beef now. Okay, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding.
You don't come up to a Latina and ask her a lot of questions. But here's the thing. For me, Chargers came from San Diego. That's one thing. Okay, the Rams were here before left. I get that. There's a lot of history as to why I can't be a Raider fan, a Cowboy fan, and a Charger fan. And I've kind of talked a little bit about it. So for me, again, default, they were here before. That's who I gravitated to. Plus, a lot of the players call in, and, you know, like McVay has called in, and they're always super nice. Super, super cool people. And, I mean, I work for the station that carries that team. So for me, it was easy. And the Chargers are in another competition, station wins. There's a lot of reasons why.
But wait a second, Jonathan. It's true. The Chargers have a really good young quarterback. Clinton, you like Justin Herbert? He's a nice young quarterback, right?
Nope. I love him. Go on.
Okay. Great young player.
He is.
Okay. But, Jonathan, the history of the Charger organization, they have had excellent quarterbacks. Along the way, Hall of Fame quarterbacks from the early days of Dan Fouts up to Drew Brees' early part of his career, Philip Rivers, the bulk of his career. You tell me, man, what have they won?
Well, they haven't won nothing, but I mean, I guess. But
are you
going to
turn into a Charger fan?
Dickerson, when they won in St. Louis. They won with Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, and all those guys over there. Here in L.A., they never really did nothing. Yes, they had Dickerson, and that's the brightest thing that you could say about that. They know about a Super Bowl here. But, you guys are right. They could finally win it, and then they could probably – I'm not – I mean, unfortunately, I love my Falcons,
but hey, I'll probably support them. As a matter of fact, I'm going to support them.
I have a question for you, because you seem to be very, very Charger friendly. I know people who turned into Charger fans versus the Rams. Yeah, really? Which is weird. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is weird.
Shout out to Fredo at the Yard House downstairs. He's a Charger fan. Hey, and Fredo, one of the guys that
I
works
know that
here,
guy, and I'm
Josh.
Shout out, Fredo.
Josh, who works here for our social team, is a Charger fan. Huge
Terrible.
Charger fan.
Terrible.
But my thing is, for me personally, like, I understand where you're coming from. Like I said, a lot of us gravitated to other teams, and that's cool. Like, I'm not going to be mad about that because it's, like, in a whole different state, whatever. But are you going to turn into a Charger fan versus the Rams? Because one thing that I feel that the Rams have really done well is they haven't thrown it in your face, like, we are LA's team. They've kind of, like, subtly have done it, where the Chargers are doing it the way that the Clippers did it. We are LA's team. We are the real team. It's like, bro, no, you're not. And I don't like that.
Hear that, Jonathan? Bro,
I don't
no, you're
like
not.
It. I don't like, especially coming from San Diego. Like, I don't like it.
Hear that?
So for me, like, having the Rams just kind of very, you know, chill, kind of coming in. They haven't taken, they're not taking this, like, we're your team.
Chill.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Good job, Laura.
Yeah, right,
way to tell
right.
him. Way, up, way to tell him, Laura.
We're the Rams, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
From the great,
sexy.
From the great words of Scott Kaplan. From the words of Scott Kaplan. Might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
come on
yeah.
by, baby?
Yeah.
We can have a couple.
Hey, Jonathan, go enjoy that Lakers Bucks game, man. Enjoy it and
thank
tag us in social and everything
you,
else,
you.
Man. Much love.
Hi, I'm the LA Chargers. You want to go on a date on me with a steakhouse? What's up, baby? I'm the Rams.
Exactly. That is exactly right.
Shop, girl? We over here.
Mm-hmm.
You seen this thing? You don't know about that. We the Rams, girl. What you know about that? The game is smooth. What?
They That's did. Awesome. I feel like they have done it so smoothly that you
Hi, I'm the
have...
Chargers. What's up, girl? I'm the Rams.
I think it's because their fan base, generally speaking, a lot of the, quote, diehard Rams fans, I think that they, like, lack passion because... What is a diehard Rams fan, you know?
You want to take
like,
a spin around?
I'm not a diehard Rams fan,
yeah.
So I can't answer
there's
that.
Not,
I'm new,
I feel like
I'm new
feel
and
like
I'm very open
many.
About that.
Just wait.
Right.
Just wait till they win the Super Bowl. And
oh, yeah,
they'll
all come crawling out
okay,
of the
but here's the thing. Okay, I know we don't got
Rams,
a lot of time, but here's the
you
thing.
Get the horns. All right, I'm done. Okay.
Because, Clinton, you can
Sorry.
Win it today.
Sorry.
No, but here's the thing. I told you guys I've gotten a lot of heat for saying that I'm a Rams fan and that I'm a bandwagoner and all this other crap. I did not want to choose a team. We've been doing this, Scott, true or not, since
do
last year.
Do people really get mad?
Ever,
like,
yes.
You dating
yes.
a team, yes.
Yes,
yeah,
it's been a whole bit.
Do people really get mad? Like,
yes,
people,
but here's
like,
the reason
wow.
why. Like, and I told you this, Lindsay, and I told all of you guys the other day. I'm like, people are mad because I chose a team or whatever, and it wasn't their team and whatever. My thing is, what made you a fan of whatever team you chose? They probably yes. were good. They were probably really good. If you're
not
from
me.
L.A., okay, girl,
not
but you,
me.
Okay,
Lindsay,
but here's
I'm a
the difference.
Fan. Not me.
Here's the difference.
Not
That's
cool.
your team. That's your city's team. I'm talking about people from LA that didn't have nobody for 20 plus years. Who, why did you choose the Niners? Why did you choose the Raiders? Why did you choose the Cowboys? Whatever team you chose that is not from LA, because there wasn't any team, they were either good, it was probably because of your family, something along those lines. I didn't have that. Like, my parents like soccer. Baseball. So I just gravitated to the sport and I never gravitated to a team. So don't come at me
don't
because
at
I
it.
Finally grab a team and
yeah.
they're good.
Yeah.
Your team was probably good when you chose them.
You tell them. Yeah.
So you were a bandwagon whenever Man. You damn chose
yeah.
that team.
Yeah.
If
you know
people
you tell
come
them
at you, they
you
need
about,
to get a life.
You know about
because,
Diego,
oh, I know, girl.
Who
Laura,
goes
you're,
at you? You said you have all kinds of
Navy
people.
Yeah, she got people.
Like, that's
got
crazy.
People coming at her on her Instagram
Dude,
lives.
Instagram, no, not even on the lives. Like, just on Instagram and Twitter, like,
selfies.
Oh, you bandwagon, you this. And I'm like, screw you.
Here's
you were
you
probably
them.
A bandwagoner, too.
Just
don't
send them the troll emoji.
No,
that's
don't say screw you. Here's what you say to them. You say this to them, just like this. You say, hey, I didn't choose this Rams life. This Rams life chose me. That's what you tell them. Okay?
That.
Did that sound
Tomorrow's
cool, Clinton?
Be amazing. Yes. All right, girl. Come on down to I-5. Come on up to I-5.
Clinton Yates, we are back tomorrow, man. We are
Rams.
Back for the full 3 hours tomorrow. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Lindsay. Thank you, Clinton Yates. Alan Sliwa, Michael Thompson next for Lakers pregame. We are out until tomorrow, everybody. Peace.